Welcome to the Daily Financial Services News Wrap, coming to you this Monday, the 15th of September, 2025. I'm your host, Paige Estratori, on behalf of Financial Services Online. Let's get into it. In a recent development, the Net Wealth Report from the Melbourne Accelerate Summit highlighted an intriguing finding. Client satisfaction in financial advising doesn't necessarily translate into loyalty. This was especially true for long-term clients who, despite rating satisfaction higher, still depart due to reasons such as high fees and unsatisfactory services. 12 key factors have been identified as critical for client retention, namely tailored advice, transparent strategies, constant communication, and digital tools. The financial advising sector is encouraged to focus on client-centric strategies in order to maintain relationships. Next up, a concerning new trend has reared its head in the property investment sector. The Property Investors Council of Australia warns of the unlicensed financial advice being issued in real estate circles. This unregulated practice, often leading to misguided investments and potential breaches of the Corporations Act, undermines the efforts of licensed advisors. The Financial Advice Association of Australia is taking proactive measures and reporting such misconduct to ASIC. Beware of dubious strategies, especially those promising swift wealth accumulation, dissipated through social media. In banking news, a move by the Commonwealth Bank of Australia to challenge the Reserve Bank of Australia's proposed cut in card transaction fees has sparked controversy, supposedly bringing about business savings of approximately $1.2 billion annually. Critics argue the policy might inadvertently lead to increased costs for consumers while reducing rewards. The RBA argues that the savings would eventually flow to customers. However, fears of inflation and a shift towards buy now, pay later services have instigated an ongoing dialogue. Stakeholder consensus is crucial in refining such major reforms aiming at a fair and effective payment system in Australia. Lastly, we'll touch on the ever-increasing importance of cyber insurance in the wake of rising digital threats. The recent cyber attack on Fortnum Private Wealth, a subsidiary of Entirety, underlines how vulnerable financial companies can be. Experts suggest cyber insurance, along with comprehensive strategies like robust internal controls and employee training, are essential in managing unexpected legal and recovery costs. Regular policy reviews and effective training of staff, particularly those working remotely, can drastically reduce the possibility of breaches caused by human errors. And that brings us to the end of today's summary. You've been listening to the Daily Financial Services News Wrap with me, Paige Estratori. Always remember to keep yourselves updated with our insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management services on our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. Until next time, Australia, stay informed and stay secure.